From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama and China's President Hu Jintao get down to business this morning in meetings at the White House addressing issues that have been the source of friction between the two countries, issues including trade, currency values, and the tensions on the Korean Peninsula. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says the president will also raise human rights concerns.
We had a state dinner in China. It was brought up before that. We've had bilateral meetings at economic summits where it's been brought up. I think the president's belief is it is important to speak out as he's done.
NPR's Jackie Northam has more on President Hu's state visit.
Presidents Hu and Obama will take questions from U.S. and Chinese journalists. It's an unusual occurrence. President Hu rarely does free-willing press conferences. The day will end with a lavish state dinner at the White House. President Obama hosted a smaller dinner for his Chinese counterpart on Tuesday, the idea being that the more intimate setting would help foster better relations between the leaders and their countries. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
The House votes today on a bill to repeal the new health care law. Republican Congressman Joe Walsh of Illinois says the law has a number of problems.
From the billions in taxes to the needless paperwork to the burdensome regulations to the 1.6 million estimated job loss, small businessmen and women are adamant that we need to repeal.
But Democratic Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut says repealing the law would hurt not only the economy, but also Americans who are already benefiting from the measure.
Repeal takes away jobs, causes premiums to rise, and adds billions to the deficit.
The Republican-controlled House is expected to approve the repeal measure, but Democratic leaders in the Senate say they will not bring the bill up for a vote there. A judge in Haiti is considering whether former dictator Jean-Claude Duvalier should be tried on charges of corruption and embezzling millions of dollars during his 15 years in power. Duvalier unexpectedly returned to his homeland last weekend after nearly 25 years in exile. NPR's Jason Beaubien in Port-au-Prince says Duvalier has been questioned for several hours by judges there.
The court is going to investigate these charges and decide whether Duvalier should actually be arrested. They've taken away his passport. At this point, they say he's at the disposal of the court, but they allowed him to leave. The court will investigate whether there is enough evidence to formally bring these charges of embezzlement and murder against the former dictator known as Baby Doc.
NPR's Jason Beaubien reporting from Port-au-Prince. In Iraq, a suicide bomber driving an ambulance loaded with explosives has detonated a blast that has killed at least seven people and wounded more than 50 others. The bomber crashed the vehicle through the main gates of the headquarters for a security guard force that protects government buildings. It's the second such attack in as many days. This is NPR News from Washington. The husband of wounded Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords says he's heartened by how well she's done so far in her recovery from the gunshot wound to her head that she sustained during the shooting rampage in Tucson. NPR's Jeff Brady reports astronaut Mark Kelly says he spoke to his wife a number of times over the years about the risks inherent in being a lawmaker.
He says his wife continues to interact with him, and she's surprising her doctors at almost every turn.
Getting better, you know, every day she's progressing a little bit more. So there have been a lot of moments like that when she opened her eyes, when she smiled for the first time, when she pulled my ring off my finger. You know, that stuff is, and put it back on, fortunately. That, you know, it's great.
Kelly says he's not told Giffords about what happened to her or that six people were killed in the shooting. He says she likely won't remember what's happening to her now anyway, so he'll wait until she starts asking questions. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Tucson.
Former Peace Corps Director and U.S. Ambassador Sergeant Shriver has died in Maryland at the age of 95. He was brother-in-law of President John F. Kennedy and Senator Edward Kennedy, and father-in-law of former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. In presenting Shriver with the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1994, then-President Bill Clinton praised Shriver's commitment to public service.
Sergeant Shriver has awakened millions of Americans, including many in this administration, to the responsibilities of service, the possibilities of change, and the sheer joy of making the effort.
President Obama says Shriver came to embody the idea of public service. Mr. Obama called Shriver one of the brightest lights of the greatest generation. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support